You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian equity markets fell slightly on Tuesday. Nifty was down by 0.19%, while the Sensex dropped by 0.29%. We've got a pretty hot edition for you today. A lot of our top stories of the day have to do with the summer. Let's get right into it. Summers are here, and with it comes enormous demand for power. Temperatures are a good indicator of the demand for electricity, but that can vary a lot for a given place, and even on the same day. 2024 is shaping up to be warmer than last year, which would mean that India's power demand will peak again at some point in the next few weeks. Can India keep up with this fluctuating demand? Our partners at howindialives.com try and answer that in five succinct charts. The heat wave is also bad news for automakers. Fewer people are stepping out to escape the sun, and in turn, fewer prospective buyers are going to the showrooms to look at cars. Sales in May are sharply down from the same period last year, reports Alicia Sachdev. But the heat wave isn't the only one at fault. The election cycle, as well as a lack of auspicious days, are also to be blamed. To counter that, dealerships are offering widespread discounts and doorstep deliveries. If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, now might be the time to capitalize on it. Despite a record harvest, wheat prices are still rising. Lower production due to untimely rains in some states has marred the distribution for wheat. This might push the Indian government to allow import of wheat, which is currently banned. While currently wheat prices are fine, they might steadily but surely rise as there's less wheat stock in the market. Sainthan Behra explores the current predicament and the future outlook in this Mint Primer. For global media conglomerate Walt Disney, a particular piece of inheritance in India has turned into a white elephant. When Disney bought out 21st Century Fox, it also received a 30% share of Tata's DTH company, Tata Play. However, sources told Gaurav Lagate that Disney wants nothing to do with this business. The Tata Group has refused to buy Disney out, and other buyers aren't interested either, further complicating the matter. The Tata had hoped to IPO this company in at least three different instances, but decided against it. Tata Play has now become the strange DTH that nobody wants to play with. The Indian society isn't firmly patriarchal anymore. Women now have various rights, and more importantly, cash in hand. Pramita Dutta's on-ground report from Kolkata during this election season proves that point. A host of women-centric schemes by the BJP government have made women in rural and semi-urban areas quite independent. More women are now registering as voters, and according to one research report from the State Bank of India, the 2029 national election will see more women voters than men. So, it's time for campaigns to focus now on women, as political parties see huge returns from them. The numbers make that clear too, Pramita writes. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.